Yeah, I'm excited. Excited to be back in the swing of things and going through the week preparing to play. So, yeah, I'm excited to be back.
How do you feel physically?
I feel good. I feel good. Feel, you know, recovered and you know, I've had a few weeks here, you know, not playing. So use that to stay in shape and, you know, yeah, but excited to be back.
How much do you want to jumpstart this offense?
I think we're all focused on doing that. I think, you know, we're all focused on doing what we can to help make plays, score points, and, you know, do what we can to put the team in a position to win games. So that's what we're focused on as a group, and we're excited to do it.
Daniel, because of the nature of this injury, it wasn't a knee or an ankle or a shoulder. I mean, did you come back feeling like incredibly fresh and ready to go?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I do feel fresh, you know, having not played in a few weeks and, you know, trying to do what I can to improve, you know, physically in the weight room and on the field and throwing and, you know, obviously heal the neck up, but make sure, you know, my whole body was ready to go.
Given that, you probably would rather feel a little less fresh, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, your body.
Yeah, I mean, definitely
here.
Rather be playing, rather have been on the field and playing. But, you know, the situation was what it was, so try to take advantage of it.
Do you have to do anything differently? Like, do you maybe have to be more careful running the ball, taking hits maybe than you usually would, or how do you approach that coming off this injury?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna you know, continue to be aggressive and look for opportunities to run when they're there, and then be smart, you know, get down and protect myself also, and that's something I've you know, always tried to do and can try to continue to improve at. So yeah, that won't change.
Are you worried at all? Are you going to be tentative in any way because of this injury?
No, I'm not. I'm not worried.
Is there any concern about the Raiders changing coaches and what you have to look for?
No, I mean, I think we're focused on what's happening here and what we need to do to play our best on Sunday. And, you know, that's what we're focused on. So we're definitely aware of it, and we'll see what that could mean from a game plan standpoint, but as far as what we're focused on, it's, you know, ourselves and making sure we're ready to go.
Daniel, did you learn anything you think from watching, you know, service?
I mean, you're always trying to learn. You're always trying to grow, and you know, obviously you want to be on the field doing that, but watching film, you know, watching our guys, I think Tyrod played well, and yeah, I think you're always trying to learn and grow, but you want to be on the field learning.
Do you think this team can get it together, Daniel, in the weeks ahead and play Giants football that's winning football?
I do. I'm still, you know, I think I'm confident in our group. I'm confident in what we have, what we're doing, and we just got to put it together, and we got the guys to do it. So I'm confident. I think we all are. We got to go out there and show it on Sunday.
Daniel, you know, the physical, feeling physically refreshed and a reset. Is there anything to a reset mentally? I mean, it had gotten to be a grind a couple of weeks, and you got a tough start. For you, you know, mentally, was it a break that you think could be advantageous?
I don't think so. I think, you know, mentally you want to be on the field and you want to be playing, you want to be preparing to play. So yeah, I don't really see it that way. I think, you know, physically, obviously you want to be on the field too, but you know, try to take advantage of some of the recovery stuff. But mentally, you want to be there, you want to be on the field. Certainly missed it.
How surprised were you, or maybe not surprised, that you were actually cleared on Sunday?
You know, I'd been progressing last week. I felt good about where I was headed. Didn't know, you know, exactly, you know, how it was going to go Sunday before the game, but I felt good. I felt like I was progressing well.
Did you want a chance to then play in the game? Like, if you were progressing and you thought maybe there was a chance? He's stealing your stuff. Don't worry about it. If you were progressing and you thought there was a chance, did you want to be, you know, have that possibility kept open earlier in the week? Was that something you discussed?
I mean, yeah, I was trying, you know, I tried every day I wasn't playing, I was trying to be cleared, and, you know, I didn't pass during the week. I couldn't pass the test. So, you know, I passed on Sunday for this coming week, and that was, you know, what the communication was from the doctors. So, yeah, I think, you know, I was trying to pass every day.
Was that Shep telling you he wanted to pass on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't know what that meant exactly, but he usually communicates very directly, so I'll ask him.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.